Yael, I keep hearing how saturated and trans fats are bad for me, but I don't even know what saturates a fat.
Simple, Don. It's hydrogen. A fat is saturated when it's carrying all the hydrogen atoms it can hold.
So unsaturated fat must be missing some hydrogen atoms.
Exactly. Trans fats are created when manufacturers add hydrogen to unsaturated fats. Hydrogenation turns inexpensive vegetable oils into solid, spreadable fats that improve a food's texture and taste and have a longer shelf life. That's why trans fats and saturated fats are frequently found in processed foods, such as margarine, crackers, and cookies.
But why does it matter what kind of fat I eat?
Well, saturated and trans fats may raise the LDL or bad cholesterol levels in your body. High LDL cholesterol is associated with heart disease and with hardening of the arteries. And trans fats in particular can also lower your levels of good cholesterol.
Oh, that's bad.
That's why you should avoid trans fats entirely and limit your saturated fat intake to less than 10% of the calories you eat. And remember that these bad-for-you fats can show up in unexpected places, such as in candy bars, which are made with tropical oils rich in saturated fats.
Oh, why can't there be good-for-you fat?
Well, you do need some dietary fats for critical functions in your cell membranes and to help carry vitamins into your body. Plus, some unsaturated fats may lower LDL cholesterol levels. The key here, as in all things, is moderation. To meet your body's needs, choose healthy fats, such as those from fish, nuts, and seeds, and choose oils that are low in saturated fats, such as olive oil or canola.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.